Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today with the help of my good friends at BBS Radio. And I want to thank you so much for listening today. The purpose of my show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet. We've reached a new milestone today. We've jumped 5 million listeners today to approximately 109 million listeners in over 100 countries. And this just tells me that the world is changing, and the majority of people here on this planet want to make the world a better place. And I know if we all work together, we can, and we'll make this planet a much happier place. We have challenges ahead, of course, but just hang in there. The third dimension, as we know it, will end by the end of August, early September. In October, the MedBed should be released. We'll be going right into the fourth dimension. In about 2 years after that, we will be at the end of 2024, we'll be going into the fifth dimension, where language will become secondary. People will communicate telepathically. And basically, I'll be out of a job, a psychic job, because everyone will be able to communicate telepathically. And I don't know what I'll do after that. Just kidding, of course. But that's what happens when you're in the fifth dimension. When you're in the fifth dimension, you can read other people's minds. There's no lies because you can't hide anything. And you become one with everyone else. And one of the things that President Kennedy told me about a year and a half ago, he said, once you realize that everyone has the spark of the supreme being or the creator within them, people will stop fighting. They'll realize that all this conflict and wars and aggression is nonsense. And most lawyers will be out of a job. Sorry, another one of my jokes. But anyway, the other day my spirit friends told me that there is a court, a spiritual court, up in the fifth dimension. And there are attorneys up there, spiritual lawyers, who advocate in front of their clients. It's an interesting thing I found out, but when I talk to my spirit friends on the other side, I'll be sure to let you know. Today's show, and I hope they can come on, is the first hour. Is I'll be having on two Inca shaman from Cusco, Peru, Santos and Augustine. I always visit them every time I'm in Peru, but I never know. Sometimes their internet's out. They're up in the mountains around Cusco, about 8,000 foot elevation. So it's not the best internet place there, but I hope they can come on. They're supposed to be coming on in just a few minutes. And if they don't come on, then I'll bring on Judy Callie, who's supposed to be on for the second hour. Judy is one of America's best psychics, in my opinion. Her website is www.judycallie.com, and she'll be coming in at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. Then this afternoon, I have two psychic friends coming in from Japan, Anthony and Rieko. Federico, coming in from the southern part of Japan, and Anthony and myself, both of us have been going up quite a bit on the Pleiadian mothership, circling Mount Shasta. It's about 10 miles up. It has about 68, 70 floors, about 5,000 people. And we've been going up there regularly now. We have quite a few messages from the Pleiadians as well as Admiral Halosaurus. Thanks to the Pleiadians, they've been bombarding planet Earth with lots and lots of high energy, positive vibrations and love and light since November of 2018. And it's having a really good effect. One of the things that I saw last year happening was that many people would be passing away, unfortunately, from the SHOT program. Well, many people are dying, but many people are still living in spite of getting the shots, because these vibrations have been coming into the planet and helping them heal. And I think it's just a wonderful thing that's happening. You know, I don't like to see people die, but I really want to have everyone put your hand on your heart and thank the Pleiadians for their help, because they've been doing such a wonderful, wonderful work here. Admiral Halosaurus is the Pleiadian admiral in charge of all the Pleiadian vessels around the planet. They started out with, 2 years ago, there were 2.5 million ships around the planet. Now there's something like 4.5 million. So they've increased it by 2 million. Not all the crews, not all the ships around the planet are staffed by humans. Many are. And they usually have husband and wife teams on board the shuttlecraft. And they cannot interfere directly with our evolution, but they can beam a lot of high energy to the planet to help us evolve and raise our vibrations. The whole thing is, that's the whole thing about the ascension, is to keep your vibrations high, be positive, and know that there are good times ahead of us all. I've seen the future, and it's a beautiful future for all of us, including our children and our children's children. This is the seventh time this civilization on this planet Earth has ascended this far, this fast, and gotten this close to ascending. And I know we're going to do it this time. All the other times in human history, we fail. But this time, I know we're going to do it. And one thing I wanted to tell people, too, is that there's a lot of negatives trying to stop us, but they're going to fail because the Supreme Being, or God, if you will, has decreed that this planet shall ascend into the fifth dimension, and it's doing that right now, and you're all helping us. One of the things that I was told back in the late 80s by Nostradamus is that we were supposed to ascend into the fifth dimension by about the year 2038. Well, we're supposed to be ascending. Well, we're ascending now. We will be ascending into the fifth dimension by 2024. That's a speed up of about 14 years. So thanks to our personal choices we've made in making this world a better place, we are ascending faster than even what Nostradamus thought back then. The other thing, too, he said back in the late 80s, he said that there would be a nuclear war, a third world war, so to speak, starting in Bosnia and Herzegovina in Europe, which would spread to the United States, Canada, and Europe and the rest of the world. Starting in about 1993, 1994, with many American cities reduced to rubble by the year 2005. Well, that didn't happen, did it? Cities have been destroyed, especially like downtown Seattle and downtown Portland, Oregon, and parts of Los Angeles by so-called Black Lives Matter and so-called Antifa. But they haven't been destroyed by nuclear war. But that's what Nostradamus did see at one point, but that's changed. And we have changed the future by being positive, by working for change, and knowing that there are good times ahead of us all. With today's show, we've got some incredible guests coming on. If they can connect, my good friends Santos and Augustine will be broadcasting today from Cusco, Peru, high in the Andes Mountain at an elevation of about 8,000 feet, with messages from what they call the Pachamama, which is the Mother Earth and the Andes Mountains. I hope they can join us. And if not, then I'll just have them on next weekend. This will be followed by Judy Kelly at 11 a.m. Pacific time, who's one of America's best psychics. And that'll be followed by Reiko and Anthony Federico coming in at 3 p.m. Pacific time. They'll be channeling messages from the Pleiadians. They go aboard the craft regularly. They're wonderful people, and I sure hope that you'll enjoy the show. I wanted to tell everyone I'm going back to Mount Shasta at the end of this month, starting June 28th, and it's always an incredible time there. I'll be going back to Shasta June 28th as well as August 21st and 28th for a week trip. And if you'd like to come along, just send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com. I'm happy to give you all the details. The cost is just $250 per person, includes free camping. We're camping in a new spot this year, a very special spot, but I haven't been there before, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And if you'd like more information, just send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, and I'm happy to send you all the information. The only requirement is that people be of a high positive vibration and want to make the world a better place. If you're negative or don't want to come with the best intentions, then stay home, because it's a place meant for people of high vibration, and you're literally going into the living rooms of where the people of Telos live. I bring people down to the Hollow Earth. We also meet the Pleiadians as well. Their spaceship, the mothership of the Pleiadians, commanded by my good friend Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus, is about 10 miles above Mount Shasta, and you can actually see it from Mount Shasta. There's also lots of Sasquatch there as well, and they flip in and out between different dimensions. We often see Sasquatch there too, and they're very healing and loving, benevolent creatures. They're actually humans who were interbred with an ancient giant sloth about 300,000 years ago. Unfortunately, during the Atlantean time, starting 200,000 years ago, the Atlanteans tried to destroy many of these beautiful creatures. But anyway, that's one of the reasons why they flip between third dimension, fourth, and sometimes fifth. And they're in and out all the time. You can feel their presence. They have the ability to come into third dimension, but sometimes they will come in at the third dimension. But more often than not, you will feel their presence in your heart. And then sometimes you will see them there. But they're beautiful creatures, and I hope you can come along. For more information, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can send it to outofthisworldradio@protonmail.com. There have been attempts to disrupt my trips in the past by negative elements, so everyone is screened before they come. No drop-ins are allowed. But if you'd like to come, just send me an email. I'm happy to tell you about it. I'm also going to Sedona later this year in the middle of September, 15th September to September 22nd. Sedona is a beautiful place. It has lots of portals and ley lines, energy lines. It's a beautiful area. I don't know if you've been there, but it's a very special place. Lots of Native American energy there. And as I have been doing since 2018, I've been doing a lot of work fundraising for clean water for the Hopi. We distribute water filters to the Hopi so that they can drink clean water. Now, it may sound that sounds funny, but the water is so bad on the Hopi reservations, it's completely contaminated with arsenic and radiation, so that men only live about 44 years and women about 53, 54 years. It's a true story. And I found out about this back in 2018. And several people joined up to help us raise funds for Hopi Water, and we've been very successful in raising tens of thousands of dollars. And we're continuing our efforts. The Hopi or the Navajo share the same aquifer as the Hopi do, so all the monies go. It's entirely 100% volunteer effort. 100% of all monies donated go right to the Hopi for clean water filters. For more information, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. If you send your donation to the Washington Clean Water Foundation, that's a 501c3 organization, and so your contribution is completely tax deductible. But be happy to send you some more information on that. I have one more topic before we start our show I'd like to touch on briefly. I don't like to be negative, and this is not meant to be negative, but this has come to my attention, so it's my duty, I think, to tell people about this. And it's regarding a gentleman who was on my show for many years. He's a single letter man, the letter before R. I started receiving reports about him earlier this year that he was assaulting women. And I've heard men as well during his sessions. So that's one of the reasons why he has stopped coming on my show, because I don't want to expose anyone to that kind of energy and put them at risk or harm. Apparently he's still doing that. I've received, credible reports from several women who don't know each other that he's assaulted them. So I'm making this announcement here publicly that if you do have a session with him, please take all necessary precautions, because you could be harmed by this gentleman. Next weekend, I'm having on Michael Jaco. He's coming on in the morning, and then I'll have my friends from Peru on after that. Well, let's have some fun today, my friends. I wanted to teach you a couple of things, including remote viewing and time travel. And time travel, believe it or not, is not as hard as you might think it is. First off, before you do any kind of psychic, whether you do remote viewing, time travel, or a psychic reading, contacting your relatives on the other side, it's always a requisite to be in a positive, upbeat mood, if in a high vibration. If you're a negative vibration, it won't work as well. You'll grow on negative entities. So it's always good to be in a high vibration, positive mood. So that's the first thing. You may want to take notes. This is from my book, which I'm having self-published this summer. It's called Journey to the Other Side. How to talk to angels and other benevolent beings. You can order a pre-publication copy of it if you like for about $21. Just send me an email to outofthisworld, 1150@gmail.com. I'm happy to send you a pre-publication copy, but it will be published formally, should be published, gotten out by August or September. So let me know if you'd like a book. You can just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'm happy to send it to you. But this comes from my book. It represents about 29 years of experience and learning for psychic phenomena on the other side. And I'd love to teach you all some things today. Also, if you'd like a little free reading, just send me an email now to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'd be happy to answer them on air. If it's confidential, I will answer you privately later. If there's things come up that you'd rather keep private, that's fine too. But it's free. You're welcome to do that now, since we've got about 35 minutes before Judy Kelly comes on. But let me teach you a few things about doing psychic work. First off, you want to be in a good mood. Second thing is that if you live in an area where the water's fluoridated, you want to, if you've got fluoride in your pineal gland, that will stop you from it'll shuts down your pineal gland, and you'll be unable to talk to the other side. Now, one of the best places I like for getting Arctic skate liver oil is Zebra Organics out of Southern California. The price has gone up a little bit. It's still reasonably priced. I think it's $35 or $36 a bottle. And that bottle has 360 capsules. Enough, or no, sorry, 120 capsules. That's enough to last for 4 months. You take one capsule per day for 2 weeks, and your body and your pineal gland will be completely rid of any fluoride. And why is fluoride bad for you? Well, one of the things it does, it shuts down your pineal gland completely, so you have no intuition and no time with God. And if you want to do psychic work, it's always a good idea to get rid of that fluoride in your pineal gland. Most American cities have fluoride in their water. So you have to either get a water filter at home to filter it out. And if you, of course, dentists use fluoride, they say it's for your teeth, but I question the benefits of fluoride for your teeth. I'm not saying not to use fluoride, but it does affect your pineal gland. It ossifies it. It creates barriers so you can't communicate with the other side. So what I do is recommend people to get the Arctic skate liver oil. It's cheap. It doesn't cost very much. And one of the companies I like is Zebra Organics in Southern California. They're honest. They have good, excellent products. It's organic. Take one capsule per day for 2 weeks. It'll clean out all of the fluoride out of your pineal gland. And then for maintenance, it's a good idea probably to take one every other day. There's no side effects. It's like fish oil. And it takes it out. There's nothing better that I know how to do. That's the first thing. The second thing is that there's no quick way to get to the other side. You can't take, I know some people take ayahuasca and recommend other drugs, to reach the other side. And you can do that, but I personally don't recommend doing it. And that's because if you do take drugs, you can end up in the lower part of the fourth dimension, where there are a lot of negative spirits, and do permanent damage to your soul. You can get a permanent attachment of a negative entity onto you that you can't get rid of. So it can cause a lot of problems. So I don't recommend it. But then the second thing I would do is, before you go into the other side and contact, do any kind of psychic work, is to take precautions. And one of the precautions I recommend, and if you've got a piece of paper and a notepad, I recommend you take some notes. You cover yourself, you visually, in your mind, cover yourself completely with a cone of white light. And that's God's light. And then you visualize a series of mirrors facing outward away from you to keep any kind of negativities out. And then you ask that it be put in place for 24 hours. I do that anyway, every day. It helps. The second thing you can do is to visualize a cone of lead around you, up to 90 miles or more around you. You visualize it, and so that negativity can't get through that lead. The third thing I do is to contact the Galactic Alliance, and it's very easy to do that, and ask them for help. You put your hand on your heart like this, and do what's called the hue. And I'll repeat it for you now. It goes like this. Hue. And I do it twice more. Hue. And one more time. Hue. You can also contact the Pleiadians by bowing your head slightly, putting your hand over your heart, and they will respond to that as well. They have 4.5 million ships around the planet right now. And if you look outside at night, you can usually see them floating around. But they're here to help us. They've been raising the vibrations. They cannot interfere with anything directly here on Earth, but they are doing everything they can to help us. And if you ask for help, they will respond, and I guarantee they will help you. They are just like us humans, except they are in a higher vibration. Many of us are from the Pleiades. I'm from the Pleiades myself. And we were seated on this planet. I came here 52,000 years ago, or two Mayan Ketun cycles. One Mayan Ketun cycle is 25,800 years. That's the time it takes for this Earth and this solar system to go around the central sun of this galaxy. And at the end of every Mayan Ketun cycle, there's an ascension cycle where the planet has a chance to shift into the higher dimensions. You know why all of the universe and all these different millions of civilizations are watching planet Earth now to see what we do, what kind of choices we make? It's because this planet is the one planet in this universe holding the rest of the universe back. That's correct. Humanity on this planet, the ones who haven't woken up, who thinks that ascension is too woo-woo or doesn't believe in God and doesn't believe in spiritual evolution, those are the ones who've been holding the entire universe back. And Mother Earth, Gaia, if you will, is sick of it. So she's decided to go ahead and start ascending anyway. And she has said that the rest of humanity is welcome to join her if they want. People who don't want to ascend, who want to stick with the old ways of fighting and war and negativity, they have a special place for them. Some people's going to say, is it hell? No, well, kind of like hell. It's a new lower third dimensional planet that's been created. It's on the other side of this solar system. It's in the same orbital path as this planet, except it's in the much lower dimension. And those entities, those people will go there. This is because they're not destroyed. Really bad entities aren't destroyed, or people who are totally asleep, they're not destroyed. They are simply given a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance, a tenth chance, a hundredth chance to ascend. And so they've gone, many of them have gone to this other planet, including Hitler is there, Stalin is there, Mao Zedong is there, Hillary Clinton is dead, she's there. Many negative entities who've ended up on the other side. And they are there, and they will work out their karma for the next 25,800 years. Now, to you and me listening today, I think that's a long time, personally. But, you know, in the screen of things, how old is the universe? Billions of years old. So 25,800 years, heck, it's just a drop in the bucket. It's not very long, blink of an eye, but they're going to go there, and then they'll be given another chance to ascend 25,800 years ago. I came here to this planet with the mission, with the intent of helping humanity raise their vibration and become help stage for the new Earth. And now we're doing it. Now, the interesting thing is when you go to Mount Shasta, that mountain itself is now in the fourth dimension, is now preparing to go into the fifth. And so when you are in the higher dimensions, you feel very light, very light. You communicate telepathically. You don't need to eat as much as you do here in the third dimension. And when we shift into the fifth dimension, you will not need to eat if you don't want to. You could live off prana, or the universal light of the universe. And as we shift into these higher dimensions, the aging cycle within your physical body will stop and then start to reverse. And you will get younger and younger and younger looking. The med beds, which will be coming out in October, will give people an opportunity to age regress down to about 29 or 30 years old. And if they want to start families at that age, they can. So it's going to be an interesting time, won't it? And what Susie Ward of Matthew Speaks was talking about on my last show, she said that we are meant to be immortal, that we are meant to be here forever without dying. And if you meet human civilizations, people from other planets in the higher dimensions, they've lived for a long time. Adama, for example, is 25,000 years old, and he looks like someone in their who's like 28 or 29. It's got long blonde hair, very healthy looking. But you get to the point where you can have a body or not. It's just, and you can go in and out of your body constantly. The benevolent extraterrestrials call humans on this planet babies, spiritual babies, because we're lucky if we live to 80, 90 years old, if that, 100 years old. And you get to that point in life, and you probably wonder, well, why did I work so hard all my life just to earn a bunch of money and then die? But there is much more to life than that. And as you get older, you realize that, sorry about the noise. Anyway, but we are all on a spiritual path. We are meant to create a beautiful and loving and harmonious planet.
I lost internet connection, but I am talking by phone, so we can continue on with the show. Anyway, the Pleiadians live for at least 1,000 years, and sometimes up to 25,000 and more years. And their Adapahalosaurus is at least 25,000 years, as an example. And when they send their children to school, they go to school for at least 70 years, earning the equivalent of 5 PhDs before they go out into the world. But what's interesting is that in a typical work day, they don't spend like 8 hours working. They spend about 4 hours working, and then they play the rest of the time. How would you like to have that kind of work schedule? Wouldn't that be fun? And they don't use money like we do here. Money is used as a tool, I think, to help control people, but they don't use it there. Instead, all your needs are provided by society in general. And there's a lot of bartering that goes on. Medical care is free. Energy is free. And basically, you live in a paradise. That's it's an amazing place. I've been up on the Pleiadian ship many, many times, and really enjoyed getting to know the admiral and the crew. I will be joining the crew after this part of my life is over with, but I've got a lot of years left here on planet Earth. We are all. The Pleiadians are good to look at because they're humans just like us. They look like us, except that they're just in the higher dimension. They're up in the fifth dimension. So, and that's where we're headed. The Talosians are the same. They are humans just like us, except that they come from Lemuria, and their civilization was destroyed about 12,500 years ago by the Atlanteans. And just before they had a few minutes, they had some time before the destruction of their civilization to get out. And they ended up going into the caverns beneath Mount Shasta, where they had been for 12,500 years. At one point, when they left Lemuria, their civilization numbered about 1.3 million. Most of the people, unfortunately, did perish when the Atlanteans blew up planet Earth, but 25,000 were able to escape, and they escaped to the underneath Mount Shasta, where their numbers now are around 1.5, 1.6 million, 1.5 million. They do come out around Mount Shasta from time to time, and they do work in the community there as well, which is just fascinating. Sometimes you will, and sometimes from Telos in the Mount Shasta area. They're usually a little stockier than we are. They have blonde hair, and but they're human just like us. And they will talk to you. I remember I was at the Mount Shasta Library. Oh, must have been about 3 or 4 years ago. I was standing outside the library, and this gentleman came up on a bicycle, and he said, "Here, I want you to have this stack of books. I was told to give it to you." And I looked at the books, and the book on the very top was a book about spiritual sacred spots in Peru and the Andes in South America. And at the time, I had no plans to go to Peru or to South America. But he said, "You will be going soon. You will need this book. I urge you to read it and study it." And I said, "Okay, thank you." And I asked him, "Well, where are you from?" And he said, "Well, I'm not from around here." And then I tried to invite him out for dinner with my friends and I of my spiritual tour group, and he said he politely declined. But the message I got later was that he was from Telos, and he was there to try to raise consciousness and help humanity. So it was an amazing experience meeting him, and that's happened before too. A gentleman on one of my Shasta trips about 2 or 3 years ago, and he, this is another true story. He had, he was standing in front of a beautiful set of crystals at a place called Soul Connections, in downtown Mount Shasta. Now, Soul Connections has an incredible amount of crystals and everything else, right there. And, while he was looking at these crystals, this lady suddenly appeared to his just out of nowhere, just suddenly materialized. And he looked at her and she looked at him and she was really surprised he could see her. And he telepathically communicated with her, and she said that she was from Telos. And she was looking at their crystals at this crystal shop. So they talked for about 10, 15 minutes. And then she said, you know, I'd like to keep my whereabouts secret. I don't like to interact with surface people, but you are advanced enough. You've seen me now, and I want to thank you. And she said you'll be ascending soon. So that was an amazing. That was really fun to have her as part of that. But she was there, and you often see people like that. There have been other cases of people coming in from Telos and actually marrying people on the surface. There was a lady back in the early 90s who said that she was from Telos. She ended up meeting and marrying a man on the Mount Shasta area. But unfortunately, back then, she got a lot of harassment from different people in Arizona. Kind of lost track of her then. But that was another true story of people coming up from Telos, living in the area, and then they... most of the time you don't know that they're part of that, and they do a lot of good work. One of the things I wanted to share with people is time travel. And I'll teach you a technique now. It does work where you, first off, you've got to make sure you're in a good mood and you cover yourself with lots of white light, a cone of white light, for protection. And then it takes time and practice, but you make two copies of yourself, visualizing your mind that you've made two copies of yourself, and you put those two copies just outside of yourself in the astral plane, which is a higher dimensional plane, just right next to you there. And you have one copy of yourself with you at all times, and then you take the other copy. And you can use that copy to go anywhere in the past, anywhere in the present, or anywhere in the future. Now, if you go into the future, it's not as accurate in the future, because this is a free will planet where people can change their mind and it can be maybe 70% accurate or 80% accurate. The further time you go out, the less accurate it can be, just because of people's choices. But if you want to try this, you take one copy, there with you at all times, and then you take the other copy and you send it back in time. You can send it back in time to a pleasant time. Maybe you had a birthday party with your parents or friends or family, maybe on your first date, something happy. You can go back. And then once you go back to it, you can interact with yourself, talk to your neighbors and friends and family. And as long as you don't make any major changes, you can interact. Yeah, you can interact with yourself too, going back that far. And then when you're all done, then you come back. You can come back and you go back from that point in the past to the present. And then you merge yourself with that second copy of yourself that you've kept with you. And once you merge those two copies together, then you merge that one copy into yourself, into your soul there. You have to follow that protocol, because if you don't, you can end up getting lost in time and space, which is not much fun. So that's what that's one of the ways that you can do time travel. I know that there are other people who use other techniques, but that does work for me. You can do it for lots of different things. You can go back. Let's say you're missing your parents. If your parents passed away and you want to go back, for example, and maybe go fishing with your dad, something like they like to do, or visit with your mom on your birthday, you can go back to that time and visit with them and talk to them and then come back and have an amazing experience. There's a book, The Spiritual World, is actually in some ways a lot more vast and incredible as compared to this third dimensional reality. And one of the books that I like reading is called The Urantia Book, U-R-A-N-T-I-A, a book. It was channeled by benevolent extraterrestrials back in the early 50s. That book's an amazing book. And you can, if you can get a copy, they're out there. It's like 2,000 pages long. It explains all the different hierarchies of the spiritual world, all the different angels. It's really a quite involved. It's an amazing place. It's a lot more vast and developed than our own third dimensional reality here. And the other thing, too, I have to tell you, in the higher dimensions, that's where benevolent civilizations lie. And they have their wealth of knowledge is far more than what we've got here. We're just barely scratching the surface here. And this is these are things that are becoming will become very well known to all of us here in the next couple of years. When we finally shift into the fifth dimension, when you go to Mount Shasta or some other place, a spiritual place, you will be able to physically talk to different entities as much as you like. They will be there physically as you will be both in the same dimension. And it's going to be an amazing time. I look at airlines. You won't need to use an airline to travel anywhere because you'll be able to travel in your mind anywhere on this planet or to any other planet or to any other universe or any other galaxy in this or other dimensions, and it'll be free. Flying itself is a third dimension phenomenon, but in the future we'll be traveling. We'll be doing a lot of astral travel. I do a lot of travel right now into the to other planets, the Pleiadian ship aboard, and it's just so much fun. I'm going to see if the internet's working now. I can't tell. No, it's not. You can hear me okay. Fortunately, we've got the miracle of the telephone that's helping us. I can't tell because I've lost the internet whether anyone has sent any questions for reading. Just email me. I'm happy to answer you. My email is outofthisworld, 1150@gmail.com. I can't get them now. I'm not connected to the internet. I've lost the internet, but I can certainly do it much later. This afternoon at 3:00 Pacific time, I'll be bringing on my friends Anthony and Reiko from Japan. And they spend a lot of time, Anthony in particular spends a lot of time up on the Pleiadian ship. We'll be channeling Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus, who's had a lot to say about the ascension process going on now. One thing he wants to tell you, everyone, is that, you see, this planet Earth was seeded by many souls, many people from the Pleiades about 52,000 years ago. That's when I came. And during that time, there was actually a civil war among the Pleiadians. And one of the things that happened is that 52,000 years ago, they had a civil war where 64 million people lost their lives in a civil war using nuclear weapons. And a lot of people died as a result. And they don't want us to have to go through the same kind of misery and agony what happened to them back then. So that's one of the reasons why they're trying to help us so much now. And the Pleiadians and the Galactic Alliance, over a dozen different times during the Cold War between the United States and Russia, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they prevented both American and Soviet generals from firing nuclear weapons from each other by disabling the launch sequences. And once they did that, and then it prevented the destruction of the planet. And they didn't want us to have to go through the same misery of people, millions of people dying, that happened to them back 52,000 years ago, because they were also in the third dimension back then, but they went through this terrific nuclear war where tens of millions of people died as a result. And they learned their lessons from that war, learned to love each other, learned to create a harmonious planet, but it was a high cost. And they don't want, as our space brothers and sisters, they don't want us to go through it. The other thing that happened too is that, you see, in the cosmos, there is a law, a cosmic law, that says that you cannot interfere with a developing civilization. And that's one of the things that they've been very strict about, is that they have wanted to interfere with the evolution of this planet. So they've left us alone. And some of the people among the Pleiadians and in the Galactic Alliance said that wasn't an entirely correct decision, because we've had a lot of wars on this planet. Many people died, and it would have been nice to have help in the past. And because of that, the Pleiadians and the Galactics are helping us now. They don't want to see us destroy ourselves with a nuclear war or with the vaccine shot program that wipes out like 95% of humanity. They want us to survive, and they want us to be happy and healthy. One of the things that the Supreme Being, or God, if you will, the entity who created all that there is, has said over and over again is that we are meant to ascend to create a beautiful and happy planet where people live in harmony and peace, and there's no war, no fighting. There's free energy. People live for a long time, so there's really no diseases. And it's going to be like paradise. That's what the Earth is supposed to be like. And so they're doing everything they can to help us now, but we're the ones who have to make that decision, make the right decision, so that we don't destroy ourselves. Anyway, I know we're making the right decisions now, because we were supposed to have this nuclear war, according to Nostradamus, starting in the 90s, ending up at the turn of the century with many American and European Canadian cities being destroyed, but it didn't happen. And so it didn't happen because we all made the right decisions to make growth and to stop fighting to make do the right thing. And so we are on our way. We are on our way. And I know the negatives have been doing everything they can to stop us, but I know that it's going to fail, because we literally have God behind us. We've also got many, many angels behind us, and we have the help of the Galactic Alliance and the Pleiadians as well. I've said this before in my show, but the Galactic Alliance is an amazing group. They have a group. They're huge. They have 450 million planets, 7 trillion entities. They're mostly human, not all, but they're mostly human, and they're all benevolent. And they all care about us deeply. They're kind of like the United Nations on this planet, but in a good way. And they're here to help us. And they've been helping us as much as they can, directly and indirectly, without violating our free will for years now, for many, many years. And they're helping us now through this critical time in our history. And I want to let everyone know that they are here and that we will make it. I'm going to take a bit of a break now. I'm going to see if I can get my internet working, and then I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don, so if you could play some music, and I just want everyone, please be patient. I'll be back in just a few minutes. I'm going to see if I can get my internet working. Thanks again for all your help, Don. Really appreciate it.
Hey, Judy, how are you doing there? This is Ted from Out of This World.
Hi.
Hi, great to hear your voice.
Yes, it's great to hear you too.
Well, we've had some interference this morning.
Yes,
I'm
know,
sorry, what?
But today's a marvelous day.
Now, Judy, well, are you going to turn on your video, or are you just going to stay on audio? Just
I don't know how to, hold on just a minute.
It's not a worry.
There we go.
Oh, you gorgeous lady, you. There we go. There we go.
Yeah, she's Miss Universe. She is Miss Universe recipient, so.
I am, and I accept it.
Well, thank you, my dear friend, for saving the day for us. I appreciate it.
I appreciate the invitation. You know, it's
well,
lovely.
Let me give a little
to connect.
Go ahead, my friend.
No, I just said it's lovely to connect.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is the first time this has happened where I've lost internet completely, and but it's okay. We're doing fine. I want to thank. I hope you and everyone enjoyed the first hour. We were supposed to have Augustin and Santos, Inca shaman from Peru, coming out from Cusco, Peru, but apparently they lost connections. They lost connections as well. I'll just have them on next week. That's all I'll do. So anyway, and I'm sure I'll hear from them
you're
later.
To hear them, that's marvelous.
Yeah, yeah. I always see them, Judy, when I go down to to Cusco. I've been trying to go to Peru for the past 1.5 years now. 2 years now.
Yes.
A little over 2 years. Yeah, but every time I try, it's all locked down. For a virus, Judy, that doesn't exist, for a mask and social distancing requirements that don't help anything, and shutting down businesses just destroys the world. So, I mean, it's the same old thing. Anyway, I'm so happy you're here today, Judy. I consider you one of America's best psychics. Anyway, so glad to welcome you to the show.
I consider you one of the greatest hosts. How's that?
Oh, well, thank you. You're so sweet. Well, listen, with today's show, believe it or not, we have about 109 million listeners today.
Just a few.
Yeah. So, and that's not counting off planet.
Every single one of them is precious, absolutely precious.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're all, and look what you just did. You just got us back to your good energy just helped us to get back online. So it looks like I am back on the internet, which is good.
I asked Archie.
So I think I can, I can go ahead and, hold on here. I think I can go ahead and connect again. So let me try that again here quickly. Oh, let's see here, Judy. Get on. Anyway, first, I'm getting myself back on. How's everything going for you? And how's your summer going?
Oh, I feel more blessed every single day. And that's something I want to talk about, because it feels when you see the world like it's the opposite, but it really isn't. So I really am excited to share today. And I've called in all those that are here to give a message. So it'll be fun to see who shows up.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. It's always fun to talk to you, my friend. Don, I want to let you know that I'm back on the internet, and I'm waiting for you to let me in, my friend. So any rate, I'm on phone, but I think it'd be better to have it on Zoom. But if you hope you don't mind me asking this, how's our old friend President Kennedy doing today, and does he have any messages to start us off?
Let me tune in, because actually George Washington is here, but let me tune in to...
Okay. Well, let's let President Washington go first. That's fine. I really love President Washington, and then we can go... All right.
That's me clearing for everybody. Okay.
Great. Thanks.
He's saying an apple a day is still a good idea. And
great. I'll write that down. Thank you, George. Thank you.
It is still a good idea. He's saying that he's quite humbled by the amount of light that the planet is lifting off of and looting and is blossoming into. And he's saying that never in his wildest dreams could he have imagined where we're at today.
And he really? Said, oh my God.
He's saying whatever small part that he played, he said he's grateful. He said, and of course, we always look in hindsight and say we could have done better. He said, but I've realized that's not healthy. And so he said, so I know that every decision I made at that time came from a sincere heart. And he said, you can't make better than coming from a sincere heart. So he said, my message today is be sincere and mean what you say and take responsibility for the energy that you're putting out to the world.
Okay. That's wonderful advice. Thank you.
Now, John Kennedy,
thank you. That's
in a boat on the water, and Jacqueline's with him, and also is his brother Bob. And
I can
see that John is steering the boat, and he's got that gorgeous smile, and he's just lighting up. He's so happy. So let me ask him. He said the reason he came in a boat is you want to skim on the surface when things appear as though they're complete disruption. And he said you don't want to dive too deeply into the disruption. He said because it's coming from old energy. So he's saying when you on the surface the way a boat skims on the surface of the water, he said your intention on where you're going, and you don't pay too much attention to where you were. And he's saying that we taught the opposite, to take where we've been and project that into the future. And he's saying that's nonsense. He said you have a clean slate every day, and he said you have a clean opportunity to have a totally different experience every single day. And he said, don't assume. And he said, you know what that means. He said, don't assume that what somebody else says to you yesterday or before has any relevance for today. On a breathe here, take a deep breath and know that you're home here now. And this is where you need to live. And he said, when you stay and you live it as fully as you can, as much as you can, with a happy heart, he said, then you spread joy. And he said, have you not had the experience that you're walking down and you're old, you're feeling less than happy, and you see somebody with this big smile, and he said it lights up your being, and he said that's what you're here to do. You're here to smile and share your light with every soul, animals, plants, moon, suns, everything. And he said by skimming on the surface of taking life lightly and choosing where you're going, and that you're clear about where you're going, because you want to create from some place within you, living your greatest potential for this lifetime. That's what your choice is. I want to choose to live.
That's beautiful.
I want to choose to live my divine vocation. I want to touch all the hearts I'm here to touch. And he said, when that's your intention, magical doors open that you could never have. And you are part of the leaders here to open the new doorways, to lead the way, and to allow the doldrum and the muck to stay where it is. And when you move beyond it and you're not feeding it anymore, it will dissolve. Jacqueline Kennedy is saying that to have a twinkle in your eye and to have merry eyes is a gift to every soul. And she said, how many times do you see a puppy or a kitten and they have happy eyes and they have this desire for this thirst for life? They have no idea what's around the corner, but they're ready for it and they're excited about it. So when you come from a place of knowing that life is an adventure and we're here to have an adventure. And we're going to go through all the emotions in those adventures. But who we are is a combination and a culmination of everything that we've experienced. Every person, every place, everything. Nothing is wasted. So when you think that you've gone through something and you think this was a mistake and I shouldn't have done this, and if I had da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that's never the truth.
Wow, that's interesting. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, wonderful Ted.
Okay, good. It's like the old AT&T commercials. Can you hear me now? Fine. Well, that's interesting because a lot of people, and sometimes I got to admit I do it myself, Judy, you think, doggone it, I wish I hadn't done X when I should have done Y or Z. You see what I mean? Nope. But everything's in the old saying, you know, everything is in perfect divine order, isn't it?
I mean, right. And you don't realize when you're going through something how significant that piece of information or that experience or that person will affect you later. And I've had that happen so many times.
Right.
I've gone through something that I've really never shared with anybody, or maybe one. And all of a sudden, 15 or 20 years later, that pertinent experience or that person or the message I got was pertinent for what I was going through then.
Right.
Nothing's wasted.
Right.
No mistakes. And as much as you can, recognize that you've created and you're the author of your own life. Mm. And from a spiritual standpoint, we've never been victims.
Interesting.
And the soul you are, the more challenges you're going to go through, because we've already done the simple stuff.
Right.
So when you're something and you're thinking, this is just way too hard, recognize that you are going through it to increase your skills, mm-hmm. to increase your ability to tap into your own heart and listen to your own truth.
Right.
And we don't get there unless we go through some pretty deep, meaningful things that wake us up and we say, right. Oh, wow,
right.
That's a way of something than I did 10 years ago.
Right.
So suggesting everybody put your arms around you and hug yourself, because loving you is the answer to every single experience, every single challenge. The answer is self-love. And if you hug yourself genuinely, 8 to 9 times a day, then every time you hug yourself, you're healing. And every touch, you're offering that healing energy from your aura. What great
Albert, Albert Einstein's here, and Albert really likes what you're saying. Because he wrote that book, The Bomb of Love, for his daughter. And he said that I practically memorized it. He said that love is the most powerful and important force in the universe.
That's true.
And we need to create a bomb of love and a bomb of destruction. And the Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus really likes that as well. He said, that's what you need. That was the outgrowth. The Pleiadians had civil wars on their planet 52,000 years ago. And 64 million people died during that time. And they had to go through some really tough times in order to ascend. They're hoping that we don't have to go through that same nuclear war and all this suffering so that we can ascend as well. And all this garbage that the negatives have done, keeping, you know, the shot program, the virus, all this scam, psychological operations, the social distancing, the mask, all of that, it's just total garbage. It's meant to get a virus off the path, but we are still ascending. We're still ascending in spite of all these difficulties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've actually gone beyond the tipping point.
Yeah, I agree.
And for those of you that have an inkling that you've had lives in Atlantis or Lemuria. And Atlantis was on the East Coast, basically, all the way. And Lemuria was on the West Coast, all the way to Greece. So it doesn't matter which coast, but the bottom line is, we've all gone beyond where we were in both of those civilizations.
Right.
And that is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So you think you don't matter, when you think I'm just me, and how big of a difference am I making? Trust me,
Mm-hmm.
You're here because you have a gift to give that nobody else can give. And every soul is an original creation of divinity. And you're the only person that can give that gift. It can't come when it's in an unloving energy. It can only come through when you're in a loving energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of we've completed our clarion calls for right. the and now the last 2.5 years we've been stepping into mastery big time. Mm-hmm. And now clarion calls as masters is what's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Einstein, whenever he comes in, he calls himself Brainy Boy for me. Oh, I love him. He's just
oh, it's so funny.
That the greatest gift he ever got out of life was the awareness that his love was more important than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because
sure.
he said it when you pass. Mm-hmm. The love we're given goes beyond you
mm-hmm.
and every heart you've ever touched. It's eternal.
Right.
You're eternal. So when you get that, it's never wasted. It's never when you genuinely love from your heart. And many times people have a tendency, because they've been taught this, to focus on what they think everybody's supposed to live to be 100. It's an erroneous decision that's not the
case. That's true.
Everybody is here for a specific gift to give. And once that gift is given, mm-hmm. and you from everybody you needed, and everybody got everything from you they needed, then mm-hmm. your reason for being here is done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's living 3 hours and a baby passing in crib death, or a person passing at 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Is in their and we've been taught to grieve and to be wallowing in they should have been here longer. Mm-hmm. And the gift that they gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And stop focusing on what you think you lost, because you didn't lose a doggone thing.
Right, right.
Heaven, Rainbow Bridge for Animals, is right here on the planet, 3 feet above the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They're with you. Nobody left you. They're mm-hmm. all there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not physically seeing them because mm-hmm. they're not light.
Mm-hmm.
But right. they're still here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't die. We're never born. We're eternal. We're energy.
That's right.
Forms.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the form that I'm at today and you're at today is pretty cute. So if we separate us, because that's what we're stepping into now.
Mm-hmm.
We've been taught to honor and look at others and celebrate them and clap and have parties and give them gifts and sing them songs. But I say to you, enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now your time to celebrate you
mm-hmm.
and your life and to celebrate you being here. Because if I say this, but I mean this sincerely, if you're still breathing,
yeah.
you're needed on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I get people that call me and they're on the verge of suicide or they're thinking of self-destructing. They're always stunned when I say to them, well, understand that when you pass, you take with you all your issues.
Right. That's right. And you have to
work through them.
Yeah.
So, and you know, if I just leave this, then I know that doesn't work that way.
Right. I know. Yeah.
You do with you. So you really want to get it here. You want to work through it. And before you were born, let's just be clear here. Before you were born, you chose every person, place, thing, and experience you wanted to experience. You chose, nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Also downloaded it in your sacred heart.
Mm-hmm.
Sacred heart connecting point is right here, the little mm-hmm. hollow at the base of your throat. That's creator heart.
Really?
And you also programmed how you personally were going to wake up and remember who you are.
Interesting.
Your choice. So when you think, how come I can't do what Sally does and George is able to do this? And that's all, you're an original creation of divinity. Don't ever compare yourself to another being.
Interesting.
You came here originally, you chose everything. And you just want to look at your life as a treasure chest.
Hmm.
And treasure chest. Hmm. And every time I open my heart, there's a new gift to open.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm be delighted in what it is.
Uh-huh. Right. Wow. Great. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I have to share this with you. I don't want to dwell on it too long, but in my past life, I ended up, it's a long story. I lived in Nazi Germany and I was executed just below that Sacred Heart. A bullet went through there. And then when I was born with that hole in my chest, upper chest, until finally in 97, my foster mother said, "Ted, you really need to get that out." So he excised it. It's gone now. But did they shoot me there in my past lifetime to destroy my Sacred Heart? Was that intentional?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, for your power connection is to your source. As you.
I see. Okay.
And my life in the Holocaust too. So I understand.
Wow.
I understand.
It makes sense. Now I wondered why they shot me there.
That's why.
Because I hated Hitler. I got to the point where I was disrespectful. I wouldn't follow any orders. I was a member of Hitler Youth. I was only 16, 17, but they ended up executing me in Berlin in November of 44. And I went through there. So now it makes sense. Okay.
Yes. And the beautiful thing is to understand that all of us are going to experience everything at some point as a soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to experience everything. Because I asked Jesus many, many years ago. I've been around the sun 75 times, so it's been a few years. So when I was 20, I said to Jesus, "I want to understand the journey of a soul." And he said to me, "Judy," he said, "you have a really compassionate heart." And he said, "you just want to help everybody." He said, "but you need to understand something." He said, "every soul comes in with their script that they wrote, they created, and they decided who was going to play all the parts, and everybody agreed to it." The point is that what he explained to me is he said, every single person has their own higher self. And he said, they and their higher self choose everything that they're going to go through from A to Z.
Okay.
They choose everybody mm-hmm. that experience it with. And so he said, mm-hmm. every soul will go through everything. And every soul will be everything at some point. That is the journey of a soul. Mm. And so he said to understand that if you take away somebody's pain, if you solve their problem, if you keep them from falling apart, if you keep them from literally self-destructing, then you're sharing with the very experience they chose to have. And therefore, you can help them to help themselves, but you're not here to do it for them. And if you do interfere, they're going to have to come back and go through the whole thing again to have the very experience interfered with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And by clear at 1920, understanding that the last thing I would want is anybody to go through all this again. This has been hard enough.
Right. Right. So, yeah. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And to understand that those scripts that we all wrote when we shifted the planet from that's me clearing for everybody. When
mm-hmm.
we shifted the planet third to fourth dimension, which was over 20 mm-hmm. years ago.
Right.
All scripts were dissolved. So you've been a sovereign clean slate for the last 20 years. And you don't owe mm-hmm. anything for any reason anymore. You're stepping mm-hmm. into your every single being on the planet. So we're mm-hmm. stepping into loving ourselves, taking responsibility for how we use our energy, making sure that 1% of our day we're living
recording in progress.
Your base living. So
yeah, I'm here with you.
If you can just take responsibility enough to understand that when you're looking out, the greatest gift you can give yourself is to see and recognize with gratitude all the gifts the world offers. Because it's a never-ending cornucopia of blessings. And when you realize that everything is here to benefit you on some level, even when it's excruciatingly painful, it helps you be who you are today. And who you are today is not who you're going to be tomorrow. So enjoy today. Enjoy who you are. Ta-da!
Smell the roses. Wake up and smell the roses and smell the coffee.
Yes. Okay.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. That's great. Good advice, my friend. Good advice. Well, I myself am really excited about the future. I've seen the future, and we have such an incredible future. And you know what? It's not only for ourselves, but our children and children's children. Our kids are the ones who are really going to benefit from that. Can you imagine? I mean, I guess that's why the negatives are working so hard to get them all taking the shots. Now we've got the monkey pox, and pretty soon it'll be the Biden pox, and then they'll have the Clinton pox, and then the Fauci pox, and God knows what else. But it's going to fail. I don't see any of this going anywhere myself, Judy. I mean, I think people are waking up, and they're seeing through the lies, personally. So,
and also, like I said, we've already reached the tipping point. More souls waking up now than have ever woke up any time. They're not. And many, many people are recognizing, they're turning the news off. They're listening. They're creating something. They're doing something that feels good in their heart. So when you hear and are experiencing things that are unloving, it's not benefiting you at all. That's when you want to look for what you're grateful for. Because everything you think that is unloving, there's also a side of it that's loving. That's the nature. Right? You can look at, I don't want to go in the ocean because there's sharks in the ocean. But you can also... But there's also whole bunches of dolphins and whales.
Right.
So everything has contrast. That's the whole purpose of you having a choice, is contrast. So every person on the planet, and I would like to just get this across, I don't care who you are, and I don't care where you are. You are a gifted being here with a gift that only you can give. Trust in that gift. If you follow your heart and you listen to your heart, it will take you to living your greatest potential for this lifetime, even if you don't know what it is. Trust the integrity of your heart. It never lies to you, not once. Your head lies long. So
your head
ego,
lies what? Sorry?
Your head lies to you all day long.
Yeah, right.
Your ego thinks that you're mortal and this is the only life you're living. And in your unconscious state of being attacked. So when you listen to your head, it's all the what ifs. Well, what about this? Well, what about that? It's never calm. It's never peaceful. It's always stirred up in contrast. When you go into your heart, whether you're holding a child or you're playing with a puppy or you're doing art or you're singing or you're dancing or you're hosting on a radio show, whatever you're doing, when you're in your heart, you're in your truth. Your truth is in your heart. So that little hollow at the base of your throat is where your flame of life is kept. And that's you as an absolute divinity. And that's what Akashic records are for every life you're living. And you're living them all now. There's no past and there's no future. Everything's happening now. And we're expanding at such a huge rate that in fifth dimension, we are liquid light and we're androgynous. And I've been in liquid light now going on 2 years. I feel myself malleable. I feel when I tune in, I see this golden light just going all places and all ways. And it's in complete harmony. And it's in complete balance. And it's in this flow. It's absolutely beautiful. And we're expanding any place that we've been up till this moment. We're expanding at a phenomenal rate. More than we ever have in any life. So the good news is you're becoming your best self. And you're going beyond where you've ever been. How exciting is that?
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, my friend. You couldn't ask for more than that.
No. And I also, you know, Ashtar is here. So I'd like to give our message from Ashtar. And Ashtar
is
a commander of a fleet of ships that are here to assist us. And there's many, many planets and their beings, star brothers and sisters, that you are have families. And you've all been on all planets because you are everything. But there are some specific planets and their beings that are helping us on a daily basis. So let me see what Ashtar wants to share. He's coming in.
Okay.
Silver 12-pointed star.
Recording stopped.
So
silver
here
what?
We go.
Sorry?
A 12-pointed star.
Okay.
I see his little mouth moving in the middle of the star. The little lips are moving. Here we go.
Oh, wow. Funny.
At this time, there is a huge broadcasting system that goes from every heart to every heart in all of creation. And what you are doing, planet Earth, is affecting all of life. We go beyond omniversal. And as you raise your frequency of love, as you open up to expand into more of your own personal wisdom and light, so be a form of life through creation. So when you, I'm just little me, and what big of a difference can I make? You're part of the whole of all of creation. And you affect every form of life. Every bird fills you. Every mountain range is in touch with your heart. Every tree knows you. You are part of the composite of the molecules of creation. And every form of life matters. So I wanted you to know that we are cloaked most of the time. And we beam our light and cover the planet. And we also take up many of the beings that have been harmed in any way, shape, or form and bring them on the ship. And many, many times you don't have any recollection of being on the ship. And that is because we don't want you looking to us to solve your problems. We want you to know that you have everything you need to take care of everything. And we will come in more of a form that's more what you would see a visual of us and have an awareness of as you progress even more. But understand, we're not here to save you. We're not here to stop where you're at and take you in an entirely different direction. Every soul takes responsibility for everything that's been created, and you have everything you need to recreate the areas that are not loving. We would mm-hmm. not take that gift that you're giving to yourself. Mm-hmm. The surprise is one of the greatest delights in life, is it not?
Mm-hmm. It is true. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You self-discovering your worth and how much more beautiful you are every day that you recognize that is a gift you're here to give yourself. So know, celebrate all of life, and we contribute to all of life, but we're equally received from you, and you matter as much to us as you think you would matter to us, and we would matter to you. You're in the mm-hmm. bottom. There's many things that we cannot do because of your right of free will. So when you think we should be doing more, we're doing absolutely everything that we can do within the margins of creation that we can do to assist you. But you are here to help yourselves, and you are here to discover the value that you present as a being.
Right. Okay. Beautiful. Wow.
So right now, he's at the heart. He's putting his hands on the head of every person on the radio.
Oh, and how lovely.
If you can feel your crown lighting up, that's Ashtar.
Uh-huh.
He's putting his hand, his right hand, on the crown of every single soul. And I'm seeing mm-hmm. the whole world is holding his palm up. The whole world is in his right hand.
Really? Wow.
And he's saying that he's bringing his left hand up now. And he's saying, mm-hmm. look at the left hand as daylight and the right hand as nighttime. And he said, isn't life beautiful because you have two different ways to enjoy life? And he said, if you look at it that way, then everything you're going through, there is a counter to it that you will equally benefit from to help you come to a place of realizing the power of choice. And that's what mm-hmm. you have as a human on the planet. Mm-hmm. You have power to right. choose. And that is mm-hmm. the greatest gift you can be given.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. If I want to just tell Don, I'm back on the internet. This internet's been crazy today. And if Don wants, if he likes, he can put me back in Zoom. And if not, that's fine. We've got a good phone connection here too, so either one. But that's a beautiful message from Ashtar. Yeah, that's beautiful. Wow. Everyone's important, aren't they? They're like little snowflakes, a little different according to each soul, but we're all part of God, and we all have unique qualities that can be found in no one else in the universe. That's right. That's an amazing thing to think about, isn't it?
People to recognize is you're not just part of the group. You're not just part of civilization. You are your mm-hmm. original creation of divinity, and you have a specific right. spark of light that only you can give. Celebrate right. and be delighted that you're having an opportunity to share it. Even if you think sure. I'm not making a hill of beans of a difference, I'm telling you that you carry more light and you shine more brightly than you have any idea.
Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful concept. Especially for people out there, maybe that are a little down, maybe they've dealt with a lot of challenges during the scamdemic, you know, but to realize yeah. that they're important and unique, I think yeah. that's very empowering for people. That's really great. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I want to share two ideas of tools you can use. One is, okay. I'd like just a moment and do a little prayer so that we can bring you a higher level of guides and angels to guide you from this point on. So mm-hmm. take a moment and put your hands on your heart.
Okay.
And we're going to ask for your higher self to choose which part of you is carrying the greatest wisdom to help you in this life exactly where you're at now.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask that part of you, whether it's one part or 15 parts, who cares? Whatever that is that would most honor you, we ask that it be welcomed to your heart. Allow the doors of your heart to open and welcome this other part of you that can assist you exactly where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask for all of your guides and angels that have completed their service with you at this point to please go into the light. And we ask all
beautiful
and masters that are now ready to assist you to take your next steps, please come in now, form a new divine team, and help you to live the path of grace and to live the truth for you. And so it is.
Beautiful. Well, you are such a gift. Thank you, Judy. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I wanted to make a quick announcement, just read a couple sentences here. It's related to
about 3 minutes left. 3 minutes left.
Okay, thank you, Don, so much for your help, my friend. I just make a quick announcement. The people have been discussing the letter before R and what he's been doing, and I'm just saying this because I've received several credible reports recently that he's been assaulting women and some men during his sessions, so people should be aware of this and take all necessary precautions to protect themselves. That's all I want to say about that. It relates to a couple of things. Anyway, thank you so much, Judy. You always bring so much love and light to the world, and you are a gift to my program, my listeners, and to the entire world. And thank you so much for raising the vibrations today.
Thank you. I send a kiss to every heart. Thank you for being here. I love you.
I love you too, Judy. Thanks so much for coming on, and have a beautiful day, my friend. Stay on if you like for a moment.
Okay. I will.
Okay, thanks. Thanks so much. I'll be coming back at 3 p.m. Today, Pacific time, with my friends Reiko and Anthony. They're psychics from Japan, and they've been going up on the Pleiadian ship quite a bit, as have I. We'll be channeling Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus and the Pleiadians this afternoon, so it should be a lot of fun. And then on Monday, I'll be back on DBS. Don, I hope that's okay. For the German show, I'd like to do the show we'll be doing the show at noon, and I'll be bringing on Susie Ward of Matthew Speaks with channeled messages from the other side and the angels. And you know, Judy, just a real quick, I'm excited about the future, aren't you? We have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, and I want people to remember that, because we truly have a lot of good things to look forward to.
That's the tipping point. Remember that.
Yeah. Right. Well, great, Judy. Well, listen, you have a beautiful day, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Big hug. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. Bye-bye. Much love to you. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. Out of This World is a nonprofit listener-supported show. If you'd like to support us, please go to my website, on BBS Radio or at Out of This World, 1150.com. And any contribution is really appreciated. I'll be going to Mount Shasta at the end of June to meet with the people of Adama and the people of Telos and the Pleiadians. And I hope you can come along. If you'd like to come along, there's still some spots available. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Be happy to send you all the information. From my heart to yours, I thank you so much for listening today. I'm sorry about our technical difficulties, but everything seems to be running smoothly now, and I can't wait to talk to you all in just a couple of hours at 3 p.m. Pacific. So I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day, and thank you again so much for listening and supporting Out of This World Radio. Together, I know we can say much better. We have to.